Washington State Legislative Update with Senate Republican Leader John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis. Initiative 2111 would prohibit state and local income taxes. What are your thoughts on it?
I think this is exactly what the people of the state of Washington have demanded for a long time, certainly in recent years, but going almost 100 years back, we've had 11 times a proposal for income tax, sometimes as a constitutional amendment, have been before the people. And in every case, they have resoundingly rejected those proposals. It's kind of part of our culture here in the state of Washington. We think an income tax is wrong for our state and for our citizens. It actually says that in the Constitution, that income is property, and our Constitution prohibits a graduated tax on property. So the people are being entirely consistent with how the Constitution is written, entirely consistent with their predecessors for over 100 years, that an income tax is wrong for the state of Washington. And for that reason alone, I don't support it.
Many people believe the state capital gains tax is an income tax. Initiative 2109 would repeal it. What are your thoughts on the capital gains tax?
I view it entirely as an income tax. What's interesting is every state in the union that has a capital gains tax calls it an income tax. The Department of Treasury, the Internal Revenue Service, call it an income tax. Everyone we know, except for our state Supreme Court, calls it an income tax because it's an income tax.
Senate Republican Leader John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia.